understand the game. And then for us, it's character. You want people with high character, and you do a lot of research on that and a lot of background checks, talk to a lot of different people about the kid, you know, other than the coach, because the coach is always usually selling. So he's the seller, you know, so you have to be careful. You have to be, you know, and most of them are pretty good about it, but those are the things you do. So as far as, and then a lot of it's just, you know, just years of experience of being on the road and understanding different players and what you're looking for and how they do. So, yeah, we've got a good staff and they do a great job as far as, you know, the recruiting goes.
Next question, as the home coach with final line change in the first round, will you do much line matching or pairing specific defensemen against Alaska, being that Tyler Morley is back in and he's such a, and there's such a gap between his point output and the rest of the team?
Well, there's a big gap, but they've got good players, and you know, the old adage that you know, what you did in the regular season, you can just wipe it out now because you're down to sort of what we call the second season, and it starts all new. So, but having said that, yeah, you know who their best players are, but they've got a lot of good players. Like, you know, I like you know, the Munson on their team, and I like the Erickson kid. He can skate. He scored two goals against us. You know, Basaraba, you know, is a good player. They've got a few
Brandon,
good players.
Brandon, his brother.
Yeah, Brandon's a good player. I mean, the two big seniors are good players, Heisman and Youngins. You know, they got good players. So I'm not a big matcher. I'm really not. It's more about us and getting some flow. If the other team is trying to match somebody against one of our players, even when we're home, then maybe I'll get into a little bit more line matching. But I want some flow. And like I said, all of our lines are playing well, and all of them, I believe, can play well defensively and shut down other teams. And with Morley, you have to understand he's on the ice. But, you know, this weekend, you know, we ran into Shine and Nowak. You know, they were two of the top four guys or five guys in scoring in our league, and good hockey players, you know, a senior and a junior. So I thought we did a great job against them, and we didn't have the opportunity to match, especially Saturday in their barn. So you just have to be aware when you're on the ice that he's there. But you know, one of the other keys too, you have to make him play in his own zone. We have to make their team play in their zone. If we let them play in our zone too much, and if they have the puck a whole lot, then, you know, you got to defend, and they're better players. So we have to get them to play without the puck more in this series.
Next question emailed in. Coach says, our guys seem to be getting tired in the third period more so than other teams. Any reason why?
Yeah, that's an interesting comment. I think we've been real good in the third period, you know, other in game here or there. You know, I thought Northern the second night, we outshot them. Our shot totals got better. Even the first night against Northern, I thought we were real good in the third period. We didn't give them much at all. Fairbanks, I thought we had a great third period. You know, a real solid game from start to finish on a Saturday. I think our Saturday games have been our better games for the most part. So third period, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I looked at our goals for and goals against, and we're really good the first two periods as far as goals for. But a lot of games we've had big leads, and we've either mentally or just, you know, we don't need as many goals, so we stress playing really well defensively with the leads. So I'm not concerned about that at all. I think we're in good shape. And like I said, our Saturday games have been real strong. You look at the game against Bemidji. You look against Fairbanks. We outshot them 51-19. You look at the game against Ferris on the road. You know, we outscored them in the third period, I think 2-1, and really outshot them in the third period. That was our strongest period as far as shots and everything else goes. Now, they took a couple penalties, but no, I'm not concerned about that at all.
Coach Pearson, in your opinion, which WCHA team is the most improved from last year?
Good question. I think Northern's got to be one of them right up there. You know, they got into, you know, they're right in contention for home ice, right in contention for a lot of things. I really like the improvements that they've shown in their team.
All right, next question. First of all, congrats on winning the McNaughton. You have played some teams recently that have had to change goaltenders in mid-game. Is that a concern for you with Jamie? But in general, what is coach's thought process when to change the goaltender? When to change the goaltender?
Yeah, no, that's not a concern at all. And you know, if we get other teams to have to change their goalies, that's good. We're doing some right things. So we'll just continue to keep doing what we're doing. And Jamie's dialed in, locked in. And, you know, we told him if he needs a day of rest here or there, you know, take less shots, whatever. But, no, I'm not concerned about that. And even the Fairbanks game, you know, they got five on them that night. But they're just one of those nights they just sort of found a way to go in, you know. And that hasn't happened really all year. So, no, I like our goaltending. And I have no concerns with him at all. And when the other team pulls it, it's just that's good. That means we've chased them and we're doing some real good things.
Coach, I don't know if you know this or not, but does the dark jersey at home policy continue on throughout the playoffs?
That's a great question, and I have no idea. And I would think it would because they mentioned the whole second half, so I'm pretty sure that's in place.
Okay. Can you break down the other series, Northern Michigan at Ferris State?
Sure.
Bowling Green hosting Bemidji and Lake State at Minnesota State.
Good series. Lake Superior's been playing well. They've, I think on 2-1-1 their last four games, play well defensively. Minnesota State obviously is a real good team. So Lake State's going to have to, get good goaltending, take advantage of their opportunities. But that'll be an interesting series. I think they're all are. I mean, they're all tough series. And, all these teams, that are the visiting teams have a chance in all these series, including ours. That's why the, top seed, you have to show up. Ferris Northern, great series. They played 2 weeks ago. Split at Ferris, split earlier in the year, so that's a toss-up, that series. I like both teams. I think both teams play hard. Both teams have some talented forwards. Both teams have some goaltending, some good goaltenders. I'd probably give Northern a little bit of edge because of a senior versus a freshman, so we'll see how that goes. I think that's a three-game series for sure. And then Bemidji at Bowling Green. Bemidji's an interesting team. They get outplayed badly, I believe, on Friday night, and then they show up and win 1-0 on Saturday. And they're dangerous. They're a dangerous team. They're quick. Obviously Bowling Green, has had some splits the last couple weekends. So they're at home though. I it's a long way to travel for Bemidji. I could see that going three games too. So it's going to be a heck of a playoff. I mean, I think the teams are a lot tighter this year. We saw one upset last year, 4-5. Ferris went in to beat Bemidji last year, but this year I could see more than that. So it'll be a exciting playoff.
Here's the next question. It says, Alaska gave us a tough time here. We need to get through them quickly and get ready for the tournament in Grand Rapids. Anything special to do that?
Well, no. I mean, the beauty of it is we played them. And so we can use our film and, there's some corrections we made from Friday night to Saturday night against them. And I think we'll make a few more corrections. Like I said, we had 108 attempted shots on Saturday. That might have been our high this season against Fairbanks. Now they're getting Morley back. But you know what? We've got a good team. We've got a good team. And we have to stress that we need to do and continue to do what we do well and try to even do it better. And I think our guys will be real dialed in this week to play. They're on a mission. They're on a mission. They want to get back to the big dance, and this is just one of the steps. We have to go through the process first, and all starts with practice and preparation, and then come out Friday. The two areas that will help us is our penalty killing, and we made some good adjustments from Friday to Saturday, but we're going to have to make a couple more minor adjustments, and our power play. Our power play is going to have to be better. We'll spend some time on special teams. We'll spend a little bit more time on faceoffs too. They had a couple real good faceoff plays, and they scored one goal off of it. We have to be better there. So we'll make some minor tweaks, but I'm excited. I know our guys can't wait to play our last couple of games here at the MAC and move on. So, but it's all about the process, and the preparation and the practice have to be good. And that's our job as coaches to make sure we're ready to go.
Coach, four more wins would give us an automatic bid into the NCAA tournament. What do you think would be the minimum number of wins we would need to get an invite?
Well, I obviously we got to take care of this weekend first, but and if you win your league conference playoff championship, you're automatically in. So that's the four games. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing is you never know what's going to happen with other teams and around the country and how the pairwise is. So our goal is the only way you're assured to get in the tournament is to win your conference championship, and that's how we're looking at it. We got a four-game mini tournament here. First step is this weekend.
Next question is, or it's more of a comment, it says that Coach Sean seems to have Northern's power play figured out.
Is that Laura's wife sending in that question? I think she's probably told him, they're doing, Anyway, no, Joe does a great job in so many areas, and not just power play or penalty killing or goaltending. He's so good with our players, and I'm really happy for both Joe and Gary, obviously, helping this team to a championship, and they're a big part of it, and they do a tremendous job. It's not a one man show. It's you know, you got a lot of people that really make the program what it is, and that brings me to another point. If you like where this program's headed, if you like what's been going on, I would encourage you to send an email to President Glenn Murrah.